Good afternoon. We are here with Lynn Holdhusen from Keller Williams. Lynn, how are you today?
Doing great, Bernie. How are you?
Great. Well,
thanks for having me today.
Absolutely. And we're here to talk about residential real estate with you. And you're not, to say you're just a residential real estate broker would be a misnomer. You're the CEO, is that correct?
Yep. I'm the CEO of Keller Williams Portland Central. And then I'm also the CEO of Holdhusen Real Estate Group, the real estate team that I run.
Great. And in your territory, where do you focus mainly on Portland, Oregon?
Yeah, the greater Portland area, Portland and all the suburbs. Yeah, pretty much Woodburn to Fairview.
Yep. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Well, let's just dive into it. What's going on in the residential market in the second quarter of 2023?
Yeah, it's been an interesting market for sure. I mean, for the most part, we are seeing things down kind of across the board. We're seeing less sales, less new listings. One of the things we are seeing that's up a little bit from, you know, like, let's say a year and a half past would be days on market. We're seeing more price reductions. So, you know, it's a little bit more of a balanced market than it has been in, you know, the last 10 year stretch that we've been going through.
Yep.
We're basically in kind of we like to call it a need to market. We don't really have much of a want to market anymore. So it's the people who are having major life changes that are having to move, you know, because we have a lot of sellers who are sitting on mortgages that are sub 3%, sub 4%. And so there's not a lot of motivation for those people to move and get back into the market when they've got such a good deal right now, you know?
Yeah, I guess it makes so much sense where why would you sell if you have a 3% interest rate loan fixed for 20 some more years? Why would you sell and then have then buy into a 7%?
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So it's taken those shoppers who just, hey, we want a bigger house. We want a different house. We want to live in a different area. Okay. Those people are kind of holding tight right now because, you know, the mortgages that they're sitting on are just too good, you know?
Yeah. I like what you said. I've never heard that before, but a need to versus a want to market.
Yep. So it's new jobs, divorces, kids, you know, those major life changes that people go through. That's forcing people to move or, you know, creating that change. But people aren't out shopping like they maybe casually were a year or two ago, you know?
Yeah, the casual buyer or seller is gone.
Right.
And I've seen that with the apartment market too. The casual first-time buyer has gone away. The people that were doing their transactions normally are still doing them, but that first-time buyer, I think there's a corollary to what you said about the need to versus the want to.
Right.
The need to ones are still there with the 1031 exchanges and so on, but the want to just to own something is
I just got a call from one of my residential clients who's looking to do a 1031 right now, but you know, it's more of a need to kind of situation. It's not necessarily because they want to, you know.
Right. Well, and I just saw, I mean, I'd love to talk about trends that you're seeing. What trends have you seen? Maybe that's not necessarily advertised, and maybe did you see anything that's counterintuitive or anything that's like surprised you?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think the biggest trend that we're seeing right now, which I think would be surprising to a lot of people because it's just doom and gloom out in the media at this point in terms of the real estate market. What we're still seeing though is a lot of multiple offer situations. You know, the buyers that are out there that need to be buying right now or that are, you know, taking the initiative to get out there because it is a good time for buyers to be buying right now.
Yeah.
You know, we're seeing a lot of competition. I think what's strange about it is we're seeing it pretty much across the board, regardless of price point.
Oh,
it used to be, I mean, you know, obviously, you know, it's been a pretty hot market for the past 10 years on and off, you know. Right. We are seeing now, I mean, agents on my team are writing deals on offers that are on properties that are, you know, above $800,000 that we're seeing multiple offers on that are getting driven up pretty considerably. You know, we used to see a lot of that, you know, I mean, 10 years ago, it was the 250 to 350, you know, recently. I would say more like the 350 to 450 right now, though. I mean, it can be an absolute bloodbath. I mean, there's still just so many buyers looking to get into that, you know, the first time home buyers, people like that, that are competing really heavily. But I'm just surprised to see it to go up so high, you know?
Yeah. A year ago, it was June about a year ago where we started, I think we started seeing a decrease in that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it about did, a year it, ago.
Yeah, it did lull for a little while for sure. But I think that there are people that are there. People are out there. They're still doing it. There's just not inventory is so low comparatively that they just don't have as much to choose from. So they all got to compete for the best ones, you know?
Yeah, you're right. You don't hear about that in the market at all right now, or at least in the media. You don't hear about multiple offer situations. I just saw a market report earlier this week that comes out on Mondays that just showed a recent spike in the prices in Portland for the last 7 days.
Yeah.
And so that's the first indicator that I had that there was something going on. So you're confirming that really.
Yeah. I mean, that is the one thing we are not really seeing is prices going down. I mean, we are seeing some price reductions, but you know, that can happen for various reasons, you know?
Yeah. The normal negotiations and, you know, repairs and all that normal stuff that you'd see.
Yep.
Yeah. And people ask me about that, about values with apartments too. And we haven't seen price reductions.
Yeah.
You know, really. And I'm just now seeing, I always think of your residential market as like a cousin to the apartment market.
Sure.
Where they're related, but not necessarily, you know, causal or linked or, but there's one of them, sometimes one can be a precursor to the other.
Sure.
Especially the residential market. There's so many more transactions that occur and it affects so many people. It seems like they're linked, but we don't have a lot of inventory, but this last 7 days I've seen a number of listings come up that are new.
Yeah. I mean, week over week, our listings are up about 10%, but you know, overall year over year, we're still down considerably, you know?
Yeah. Yeah,
about 25 to 30%.
Yeah, at one point in multifamily was down 75% the last two last two quarters of 2022.
Wow.
Well, everybody froze when interest rates shot up.
Sure.
Even though 5.5-6% interest rates for commercial loans are historic lows, are still higher than the recent history.
Yeah, yeah.
But that seems to have leveled off.
Yeah, I think what's really driving that lower market right now is that, you know, first-time homebuyers don't have a lot of relativity to what they're doing, right? They're not coming off of a mortgage that was 4%, and they've never probably had one. So
yeah, them, especially in this market, they're paying $2,000 or $2,500 in rent for a two-bedroom place, right?
Right. I mean, the rental market is so strong as well that it just makes a lot of sense. If it pencils out, you might as well get in and lock something in for yourself as a buyer, you know?
Yeah, who cares what the interest rate is if you're paying the same amount every month, but you own
exactly,
a home.
Exactly.
Huh, wow. Well, that's a really good trend that you don't hear about with the, you know, the multiple offer scenario.
Yeah. It's encouraging. You know, it's good to see people are still out there doing the thing, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And what are you hearing? I'm sure you get this question a lot. For the rest of 2023, what are you hearing about interest rates as far as, is there a general consensus on a vibe or?
I mean, I would say no. I mean, depending on who you're listening to, I mean, it depends on if the person you're listening to has a sense of optimism. I mean, we've been hearing that things are supposed to be improving as the year goes along. However, you know, I mean, I think that things are still up in the air and the overall macroeconomic environment that they're just kind of bouncing around, you know, we're still kind of in the mid sixes. I mean, you know, last week, I believe maybe the week before that they dipped down into just barely into the low fives. But as far as like today, I think we're still kind of cruising around the mid sixes again. Yep. So I think it's volatile, just like everything is right now.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it depends on who you listen to. Some people say the Fed has been very clear about being at this level and it'll stay for a while. And other people that, you know, wishful thinking, they want it to go down. So they say it'll go down.
Right.
But yeah. So, and if we had a crystal ball, we could be billionaires in an hour, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
Well, I know you're fantastic at representing clients, as I know for a fact, because I hired you to represent me when I bought my house.
Indeed.
What advice would you give? We'll do it for both, but we'll start with sellers. What advice would you give sellers who are not yet at the market yet and preparing to sell? What would in this market, is there anything you'd advise them to do?
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's always, I mean, on some level, it's always a price and beauty war, but it's really important at this point, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, overpricing, we've had so many conversations about this. I mean, overpricing is the mark of death. It's definitely the last thing that you want to do. Mm-hmm. And I think that, you know, it almost doesn't matter. I mean, maybe if we're getting over $1 million in terms of price, but I think anything up to that, you want to be competitive, and you really can create, if you have a really great home, you can still create a situation where you're getting multiple offers and you kind of create a frenzy among the buyers, you know? So, but it's a price and beauty war.
By pricing it correctly, you mean?
Yep, exactly. Okay. Exactly. You know, otherwise you're going to be, I mean, buyers are really sensitive like that. I mean, mm-hmm. if something is overpriced by $10,000, you know, they're going to wait. They're going to wait for that price to come down before they even think to make an offer. You know, it's an interesting phenomenon, but we see it all the time.
Yeah. I call it the listing on eBay for a $1 auction theory.
Mm-hmm.
Where as long as you have enough time in the eBay auction to have all the eyeballs see your item, if you've got a quality item, you can list it for a dollar and the market will take it to the right sale price.
Yep. Market's always going to work it out. I mean, I always tell my sellers, you can't really price your house too low because the market's going to work it out. However, if we price it too high, now we're getting into the buyer's imagination in the wrong way, you know?
Got it. Then the leverage shifts, they start waiting, and then all of a sudden you're on the market for 3 months and people wonder if something's wrong with the house.
Exactly. Yeah, always. That's always their first question. So what must be wrong with it? It's like, well, it's usually the price.
Right. Well, and I like what you're saying. If you're seeing this trend of multiple offers, then it really does make sense for sellers to not worry about pricing it even just slightly below market to get everybody to pay attention.
Exactly.
They're still going to get multiple offers.
Right.
Well, and again, I would say if the seller has really good representation, that means they're getting good marketing. That means all the buyers are seeing it at the same time. And that's really, as long as you're getting really good marketing, then you can do it. If you're getting bad marketing, then that's horrible too. But that's a whole other ball of charity.
Absolutely. Right. Yeah. Lack of exposure will be a killer always, for sure.
Got it. So price it correctly. You'll get multiple offers. And that makes sense. And from a layman's perspective with houses, what kind of street appeal, like what does it make sense to spend money on if you're a seller preparing your house, and what doesn't make sense?
I mean, obviously, I think you were starting to say this word, but curb appeal is huge, you know, and obviously, you know, when I say price and beauty war, I mean, you want to have everything together. I mean, if you're, you know, we don't always live the way that we buy houses, you know, which is why stagers exist. So, you know, if, you know, your agent should be able to recommend to you, no, I think that the way you live, people are going to be able to see themselves living here. Or do we need to bring somebody in to help kind of make a look for us, you know, turn it into basically kind of the model home so that anybody can see themselves living there. And then in terms of other things that you would do, I mean, I think it's good. You know, we are not in a market anymore, you know. 2 years ago, I mean, sellers could get away with a lot, you know, you could have a lot of things that needed to be repaired, but everybody wanted to buy your house, so you didn't necessarily have to worry about it. You get into inspections and buyers would just sort of take it because they had to compete so hard just to get it, you know?
Right.
Now, I mean, we are seeing multiple offers, but it's not quite the same frenzy that we were seeing prior. So I think it's good for sellers to have those things that they know are going to come up in inspections, get those things shored up so that it's not a negotiation down the road, you know?
Got it. So actually, this market makes sense to just to tighten up the ship everywhere you can.
Yep.
And just especially if it's obvious, is that what I'm hearing you say?
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
That makes a lot of sense. Well, okay. So let's flip the coin now and put your buyer hat on. Obviously, you know, it's been really tough for buyers in the last few years. What's your advice for buyers?
I mean, I think that, you know, the real advice for buyers is buy now. I mean, which seems like strange advice given interest rates and all of that. However, I mean, lenders are really creating a lot of, I really don't even know of a lender right now who isn't offering some program that when interest rates go down, they're going to be willing to refinance that loan that they're getting you into for your purchase right now.
Okay.
At basically a no fee from the lender. You know, I don't want to say that it's zero cost.
You know, obviously
we've got our title fees and all of those fees we can't really avoid, but the lender isn't necessarily going to be charging a fee to do that refinance for you, you know?
Yep.
So, I mean, like you were mentioning with the rents, you know, if you're in a situation where you're paying a certain amount of rent, but you could buy for the same amount, as long as you can weather that to get to this spot where interest rates will come down at some point, right. and you can get that refi in. I mean, the opposite side of that coin is if you wait, one, prices are going to continue to go up. And mm-hmm. two, I mean, we're, you know, it's like a wave building. This wave is building right now. And when mm-hmm. it crashes and interest rates come back down, we're going to see this frenzy all over again, you know, right.
yep.
because inventory isn't going to just shoot up overnight. And, you know, sellers are going to be kind of slow to move back into the market as well. So yeah. the buyers that are out there, I mean, they're, it's going to be a serious bloodbath. They're going to have to compete really hard as we're right now. You know, they can actually shop a little bit. We're seeing more days on market for pretty much everything.
Right.
So they can, you know, it's more what you would consider maybe a more typical buying experience than what we've had, you know, the past 10 years where it's like, oh, you like this house? Cool. We're going to write an offer in the driveway. Right. Make sure right. that we get that in, you know, you don't have any time yeah. to decide. We got to go, you know?
Yeah. And it's really interesting how like multiple things can happen at the same time. You're seeing multiple offers on properties, and yep. yet still some properties having more time on the market.
Yep.
So it's like buyers are waiting longer, but then maybe multiple offers still come in maybe later.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's, we're seeing multiple offers happening. I mean, it's like when we hit the right price, right?
Right.
So,
right.
you yep. know, we can be on the market for a month and then we hit the right price and now we've got three or four offers, you know?
Yeah. So it's like, it sounds counterintuitive to have multiple things happening that seem to be different at the same time, but that's yep. really, you're right. This is a really interesting market.
It really is. It really is. And I mean, the thing that they, I mean, the best houses are probably always going to have that situation. When right, I say the right. best, you know, they're well-maintained, they got great design. It's just a house that anybody would want to have.
Right.
I think we're going to see those be competitive for years and years to come, you know?
Yeah. And we've talked about it on the podcast with other guests before where city of Portland and even Oregon doesn't make it easy to build quickly.
No, definitely not.
So the supply, I think what you're saying resonates with my world is the supply doesn't magically jump up overnight.
No, so definitely not here. I mean,
right. Urban growth boundary. You've got the,
yep.
you've got the log jam with the permits and all that kind of mm-hmm. stuff. That's, you know, you can read about a million other places.
Right. Right.
So, yeah. So what you're saying is the supply, the demand's here and the supply is not high.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
So, sounds like if you're thinking about buying, taking a hard look now is a really good idea.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I think you've got a lot more opportunity now than you're going to have in the next, you know, I would say probably year.
Yeah. Cause I can imagine intuitively, if you just play out the trend where let's say a year from now, interest rates drop even a point.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
Everybody would probably be worried that they're going to go back up again. So I imagine that's when sellers jump back in,
mm-hmm.
but then that's when the buyers want to buy, like you're saying.
Right.
And then all of a sudden we're in that same vortex with
exactly.
rising prices. Yeah.
Yep. I mean, what we're seeing on my team, especially is, I mean, it's like, if you could imagine the buyers are sitting on the fence, but they got their running shoes on. I mean, as soon as that happens, yeah. I mean, right. it's going to be a sprint, you know, and it's going to create a frenzy again. I'm almost certain.
Yeah. That's tough. It's a tough spot to be in as a buyer.
It is. It is.
You don't have any negotiating room and you're really uncomfortable on price and it just makes it hard.
Yeah. I mean, especially for the buyers who were in the market prior, you mm-hmm. know, and then things yeah. changed, you know, they went from maybe having a $2,400 mortgage to now it's $3,400.
Yeah,
I think tough. That the thing that's hard, I mean, maybe hard for them to wrap their head around is in that $2,400 dollar market, I mean, they were going to probably end up paying $75,000 over list in this market.
Yeah.
You know, it obviously depends on the house, you know, and how competitive.
Right.
But I will say, even in the most competitive, it's not competitive like it was before, where someone's just going to throw, you know, a dump truck of money at you. You're just going to get over what you were looking for, you know?
Well, and hence your comment about being a more balanced market.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, anything else? What else would be good for people to know that maybe they're not, you know, what am I missing or what are people missing that you could help them see? What are you seeing?
I mean, I think real estate is still a strong market, you know, it's a little volatile right now, like all the markets, I think, but it's still a great, you know, obviously getting into your first home is still a great investment. And, you know, with the way rents are going, it's something to just at least lock yourself into a mortgage. Even if rates are high right now, you know, rents aren't going to slow down either, you know?
Good point. Well, thank you so much for your time, Lynn. How can potential buyers and sellers get a hold of you?
Yeah, you can always give me a call. I'm on my cell phone. The number is 503-754-1395. You can reach us at our website at livinpdxnow.com, or you can always email me at lynnh@kw.com.
Fantastic, Lynn. Great to talk to you. Thanks for your time so much. And I'm sure we'll keep in touch and I'd love to have you back on in 6 months. We can do a check-in.
Sounds great. Thanks for having me today, Bernie.
Thanks, Lynn.
All right.